Moose Jaw, the Moose Jaw Police Service, MJPS, is teaming up with the Chamber of Commerce as part of a campaign to encourage residents to report suspicious or criminal activity regularly. The See Something, Say Something campaign aims to encourage citizens to call the police for issues or situations that concern them, as the Chamber has heard from its members that they want more police presence, Sergeant Ryan Lawrence told the Board of Police Commissioners during its December 11th meeting. The messaging is just if you see something suspicious or criminal activity, a crime in progress, please call police to report it, he continued. If the police don't know about it, how can we help deal with it? So please call us, and we'll figure it out. If we don't need to be there, we'll let you know. In October, the Chamber released the results of a business impact survey, which showed that members wanted an increase in how often police patrol areas, especially in locations with higher reported incidents, said J.D. Houghton, the MJPS's communications manager. The Chamber then approached the police service about conducting a campaign to remind people to call 911 if they see suspicious activity, a crime in progress or an emergency, he continued. The campaign also informs people about the types of non-emergency situations about which they can call the police station, such as trespassing or past break-ins. In a separate interview, Chamber CEO Rob Clark said this program aims to provide a cleaner and safer community, downtown and elsewhere, while the Chamber wants to promote this monthly so it can educate the community. We need a safe and healthy lifestyle here, and hopefully, the Chamber is a part of it, he remarked. The business impact survey enabled the Chamber to acquire information about similar programs occurring in cities such as Edmonton, Alta, and Nanaimo, Kelowna and Penticton, British Columbia, Clark said. Furthermore, he read more about the program occurring in Penticton, which impressed him. The Chamber had wanted to start a similar campaign before it conducted the survey, but the police service required more information before it agreed to participate, he noted. Both parties were able to make headway on kickstarting this initiative, and it's exciting to have the agency on board. While attending other meetings, Clark said he heard regularly from residents and business owners that they called the police about situations and nothing was allegedly done to address them. He thought those claims were partially true, while other times, the police phone lines may have been busy. I think the campaign should be good. It's something quick and simple, and we'll just keep educating as we go along, said Clark. We're just trying to keep it open and honest and stay in our lane and even help people in need, help the community and help the businesses, he continued. And, generally, have a great community that we all live in and love. Added Clark, so, see something, say something, it's a good start to get people thinking. The Chamber plans to launch the campaign on December 12th.